You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The race for the 2017 Christmas number one is in the very early stages, but the initial contenders are off the starting blocks. To discuss the prompt frontrunners for this year's festive top spot, I'm joined in the studio now by host of RNIB Connect Radio's A Little Alternative and resident new music guru, David Hogg. David, how are you doing today?
Yeah, not too bad. Guru is very generous.
Well, you know, Little Alternative is the best in new music on RNIB Connect Radio, so we have to say you are the master of new music
I like to think so.
Now, are you a fan of Christmas music as a whole, David?
Yeah, it gets you into the spirit of the season, gets the magic
the
form.
Magic yes, started. Yeah, we don't like when it comes too early, so well, I suppose we are a bit guilty of that at the moment. But it is relevant because people have started releasing their potentials for Christmas number one. We're going to run down what we think. I've chose a few and David has chosen a few. We're starting with Ed Sheeran's new single. So it's called Perfect.
It is.
Now, I would say I'm not sure how Christmassy this song is. What do you think?
No. It's not Christmas.
One thing I would say that is quite Christmassy about it is that the music video has more than a few shades of the Wham! Last Christmas video.
I've not seen the music video for it yet, so I only know the song.
If you get the chance, check it out. It's very a snow cabin in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of people and he's fallen for a girl. So yeah, there's definitely a few shades of that, but I think we need a few more sleigh bells or something make it a Christmas song.
Never too many sleigh bells.
Never too many. But it is a really lovely song and I think it's incredibly romantic and it has the one element that a lot of Christmas songs need. It's nostalgic.
It is.
Yeah. So I think as much as he has released it very, very early, I think Ed Sheeran is in with a good chance of Christmas number one this year. Okay, so we're moving on to our next contender. David, who have you picked out for us?
I have picked The Pogues and Kirsten MacColl with the fantastic and the classic Fairy Tale of New York.
You've gone old school.
I have gone old school, yes. It's 1988, 89, I believe. So round about, late 80s. But as I know, I think it was voted the top Christmas song of all time. At one point is.
I see what you're doing. So you're trying to work in a nostalgic one that people will be buying digitally, I suppose.
Yeah, it's my favourite Christmas song of all time.
I think it's definitely up there for me. It's probably not my favourite Christmas song of all time, but I'm just wondering how many people who are going to buy new music haven't already got this song.
Well, yeah, that's it. But you know, that time of year comes around and everybody will always flock out to buy all the Christmas classics.
Exactly, yeah. And there is one thing with this song is the fact that people, I think when they're having a bad year, there's a big push to get this to Christmas number one. It's got that, again, full of nostalgia.
That's it.
Not only the song, but basically the lyrics in it, a lament on life. So, David's top pick for Christmas number one. I think he's playing it safe by going old school.
But
you could accuse me of the same thing because my next potential for Christmas number one is Elbow. It's the song that is now featured in the John Lewis Christmas advert. So that's always a big contender for Christmas number one. Now, I'm not sure how much I am in love with the Elbow version of the song. I love the Beatles song. I love Golden Slumbers.
Yeah.
But this Elbow version, as far as John Lewis adverts go, well, we had Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want by Moving Millie, Somewhere Only We Know, Lily Allen, and Real Love, Tom Adele. Mm. They were all really, really beautiful, nice versions of Beatles songs for John Lewis. I'm not sure how much this one grabs me.
Yes. I mean, I'm more of an Audi Christmas advert than a John Lewis. The whole Kevin the Carrot thing I really love. But I've not seen this the advert for it, nor have I heard the song, so this is... Yeah.
Well, it's nice, but it's basically the same as the Beatles version, but just with a bit more accent on it. But, I mean, John Lewis ones are always potential favourites. I think the odds for this one are quite good, so there is a good chance.
There is.
We're moving on to your next pick. David, what have you got for us?
Yeah, so not Christmassy at all. I've gone with Stormzy and Blinded by Your Grace.
Now, when you told me that you were going for Stormzy, I was like, David, he just wants to play one of his tracks from A Little Alternative. This is not... But I looked it up. This is 20-1. There's a really good chance Stormzy's going to get it.
I mean, could I afford to be a betting man? I might I may have spent some money on this, and it's completely different for a rapper as well, like almost singing for the first bit of the song, is at least she's actually singing, which is
not, it's a really beautiful song.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Stormzy more for Big Free Boots, things like that.
Great track.
Really, really, really grime heavy. This is not that at all. This is an old gospel song that he's turned around.
It's so different as well, and it is beautiful. So I'd like to think that something like this, you know, we had we'd Clean Bandit last year, so maybe it's Stormzy's time to take that Christmas.
I mean, if we had the choice between Stormzy or The X Factor, I would want Stormzy. This is a great song.
Yeah.
I think you have done very well choosing this one out. It's not one I ever would have thought.
Nope.
But brilliant. Great selection. Next one is a bit out of left field. She's not known for nostalgic music at all.
No,
she's a bit offbeat. She's a bit off kilter. But Sia has released a Christmas album called Every Day It's Christmas. This is actually the second track she's announced from the album. It's called Snowman.
Okay.
And it's actually really lovely. Again, Sia, totally offbeat.
Yeah.
But this is a song about her comforting a snowman who might be melting.
Well.
It's a really jazzy sort of sound.
Yeah.
It sounds nice and warm and comforting. But as I say, I think this is an outside chance at best for number one.
She's an amazing vocalist as well, Sia.
She is absolutely fantastic. Great. And she uses, I don't know her name, but the young girl who does the dancing in a lot of videos is on the front cover of her Christmas album. But looking more Christmassy than we've ever seen, ever seen anything from Sia. But a whole album from Sia, I think she's pulling a Kylie. Kylie did that last year, didn't she? Yeah. So I suppose they're both from Australia.
Well,
so
that's it.
Why not? She could make it work. Now, you did originally have as your next choice David Wham, again, with George Michael passing at Christmas last year, very good chance, but you changed it. You changed it to this.
I did. This song haunts me.
Haunts you?
Haunts me from the Black Mirror Christmas episode.
Ah.
And just if Andy's watched that, you'll know exactly what I mean at the very end with the won't spoil it, but yeah, that's why. And every time I hear the song I think of that, and it's
and it does play every single Christmas.
Uh-huh.
You are guaranteed to have in fact, this is one of those songs that when Christmas shopping you are almost guaranteed to hear.
Every time I'm out Christmas shopping, that's what I'm hearing.
Absolutely. It'll be on every music station all over the festive period.
That's it.
But again, you've gone nostalgic, which I think is quite a safe bet, but do you think there is any chance that this has of getting to number one?
I think so. I think that all of the songs here mentioned do have a chance, because you never know what the public are going to go by and what they're going to go in their droves to
I think get. Especially with people when they have a movement like the Rage Against the Machine movement a few years ago.
That was great.
When there's a movement on social media to get people out to buy stuff that is a bit offbeat, a bit off kilter. So I definitely think that things like Wizard and the Pogues could be potentials for that.
Let's hope so.
David, thanks so much for joining me. This
Thank
is not
so
the only Christmassy thing you're doing this year.
No.
You also have a special, a little alternative.
I do. Where one of the songs that we've featured here may get played. It might not be, who knows?
So over the festive period, we've got Christmas, a little alternative. We've got a little alternative classics.
We do.
And we have your New Year show where you're running down your favourite songs from the year. Can you give us a little sneak peek on that?
Oh, what's my favourite? Well, a lot of the stuff that I've played over the year since coming in August, a lot of the bands that I've featured and highlighted and championed on the show, they're getting a little time to shine in my top 10 albums of the year.
Wow,
and
top 10.
Yeah, there's a few surprises in there.
Oh, looking forward to it very much. David, if any of our listeners want to find out more about you or indeed check out your show, A Little Alternative, on RNIB Connect Radio, where can they go?
Yeah, well, I'm floating about Twitter usually, so for me, for song suggestions, anything, I'm at D_Hogg, and the show can be found on Twitter at RNIB Radio.
And when is the show going out, Dave?
It's going out Fridays at 9 and repeated again Saturdays at 7.
So tune in to David Hogg for A Little Alternative this Friday night at 9 p.m. And if you miss any episodes, you can always check him out online on our website, rnibconnectradio.org.uk. David, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Have a very good afternoon, sir.
I'll try.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.